Bloomberg The First Word Europe. On demand via the Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
Now on to a fascinating conversation. Business perspective investing is the secret behind Warren Buffett's success. And now a new book tells investors just how to become the next Buffett. Essentially, buying shares in a company is no different to buying the company. And that means investors need to assess the quality of a business before putting in money. At least according to the book, Invest in the Best, author Keith Ashwood Lord joins us now here in the studio. Welcome to the First Word Europe, Keith. It's great to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
Now, how do you then invest like Warren Buffett? I suppose that is the crunch question. What key characteristics should you look for in a company?
Right. There's a number of things, but first and foremost, the business must have an economic moat. And what I mean by that, it must have something very special that enables it to return very high amounts to equity and basically to defend the business from oncomers, because as you know, capitalism works. You can't earn excess returns over an ordinary amount of time without it being driven down to the cost of capital unless you've got something very special. So that's right at the top of the list. And coming out of that, we look for high returns on equity, sustainable high returns. We look for very strong cash generation, so profits convert into free cash. We're investing in businesses where the management acts with the owner's eye, so it behaves rationally in allocating capital. And the whole mash together really is what constitutes business perspective investing.
That's Keith. First of all, we need to also say your fund's been doing pretty well, right? It was up some 25% last year, which is why we listen to you, and actually people should probably read your book, because a lot of people want to be like Warren Buffett. He understands his businesses. He also has gotten some stuff wrong. How much do you need to look at businesses simply? Do you think that a lot of people invest in businesses that they actually don't understand fundamentally?
I'm absolutely certain of that, Francine. The key thing is that you must understand how a business makes its money. You must understand what the threats to that business are, not just in terms of competition, but maybe in terms of regulation or disruptive technology. Basically, you've got to switch on companies totally and switch off markets. And a lot of people allow their views to be formed basically by what the stock price is doing and not what the company's operating performance is like.
Is it difficult to invest like Warren Buffett? I mean, at the end of the day, everybody would quite like to say that, yes, I invest like Warren Buffett, seeing the success, extraordinary success that he's had throughout his life. Is it difficult?
I think it's difficult for some people, because I think you need two things. First and foremost is discipline, and you must stick to your knitting. You know, you must decide what your investment methodology is, and you must absolutely stick to that. And the second thing is you need patience. Now, that's the hard bit, because that's how you're wired mentally. So if you have a company on your watch list that you really like the look of, but maybe the price just isn't right yet, it's a little bit expensive, you must have the patience to wait for that share price to come on offer.
I once spent a week with Warren Buffett when he was touring around Europe trying to look at European companies, and he always drank Cherry Coke because he understood it, and he was actually invested in Coca-Cola at the time. Do we get lost by analyst notes and almost believing the crowd? There's a crowd mentality in the markets, which is undeniable, and it's actually been accentuated since the financial crisis.
I think you're right. I mean, I think that applies to life in general. It's groupthink, isn't it? You know, and a lot of people are impressed by what an opinion maker thinks, and they go along with that. My own view, I mean, I'm a bit of an oddball in some respects. I absolutely love to be out of line with things and to be looking at things in a different way. I don't like the comfort of the crowd. In fact, it's quite the opposite. I love it when opinions against me, when opinions against my companies that I'm looking at, because that's where you get the bargains then. You've got to stand out. It's John Templeton's old maxim about, you know, if you want different results, you've got to be doing something different.
Bloomberg, the First Word Europe. Weekday mornings at 1 a.m. Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Washington, D.C. on Bloomberg 99.1 FM and 105.7 FM HD2. In Boston on 1200 a.m. and 94.5 FM HD2. In San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2. And on SiriusXM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2016 Bloomberg LP.